Yahweh will perfect that which concerneth thee. His mercy endureth forever. He will not forsake the works of his own hands. And prayers from the same Psalm, 138, 6 through 8. Yahweh, thou be high, yet have respect unto us, the lowly. But the proud, we know you keep afar off. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive us. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of our enemies, and thy right hand shall save. In Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 105C, this time around, which is not a hallelujah starting psalm, it's a hallelujah ending psalm.
He on his holy promise word to Abraham his servant thought, with joy his chosen people his.
My persecutors.
Judgments, everyone forevermore endures. If you can actually believe that, then you're probably a real Christian. If you think God makes mistakes, you're probably not. That is just the truth. Psalm 127 is on the back of our bulletin. So faith is the victory.
Yahweh, you build the house, the builders lose their pain. Except the Lord, the city keep, the watchmen watch in vain. His name for you to rise betimes, or late from rest you keep. To feed on sorrow's bread so gift, he is beloved sleep. The children are God's heritage, the wounds through his reward. The sons of youth, their arrows are for strong men's hands prepared. Oh, happy is a man that hath his quiver filled with those. They unashamed in the gate shall speak unto their foes.
Speak unto their foes, speak unto their foes. Unashamed in the gate shall speak unto their foes. That worked out. But I wouldn't put it there every time. All right, well, we'll go into our readings of the Old and New Testament. So we're going to the book of Numbers in our King James Bible, chapter 22. We're in the story of Balaam. One of those mysterious stories where we find a prophet who's not exactly a great prophet, but somehow in contact with the Lord and obeys the voice of the Lord, but then in the future chooses to go against the will of God, though he knows the will of God. It's an amazing, amazing thought. But definitely something to consider when you consider false prophets and false teachers and understanding this. A lot of people think that if somebody is a false teacher or a false prophet, that they are wicked in and of themselves and don't understand the will of God. But what we learn from the story of Balaam is that Balaam knew the will of God and he still went contrary to it. So he just found a new way to make the money. So one thing to think about when you think about money-making preachers is it's not that they don't know the Bible, it's that they care about themselves more. Numbers 22, verse 9. And we'll read down to verse 20 for today's reading. Numbers 22, verse 9. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee?
And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent unto me, saying,
behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out.
And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for Yahweh refused to give me leave to go with you.
And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak, and said, Balaam refuses to come with us.
And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they.
And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me.
For I will promote thee unto a very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people.
And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God, to do less or more.
Now therefore, I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more.
And God came unto Balaam at night, and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt thou do.
And there for today's reading, and we'll pick back up in 21 next week. And Brother Christian, if you wouldn't mind reading John 2, 1 through 11.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So that's John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
His folk maliciously. turned their water into blood, and he their flesh did slay. They asked and he brought quails with bread, of heavenly middle down. His word all sorts of flies and lights in all their borders brings. The land in plenty brought forth frost in chambers of their kings. And he their vines and fig trees smote, trees of their coast he rent. He hailed for rain and flaming fire, into their land he sent, which in their land all earth consumed, and all fruits of their ground. He spake and caterpillars came, locusts did much abound. With gold and silver brought them forth, weak in their tribes were none. He smoked all firstborn in their land, chief of their strength each one. He spread a cloud for covering, and fires shine by night. Egypt was glad when forth they went, their fear on them did lie. He opened rocks, floods gushed and ran, in deserts like a stream.
Things God does for his people whenever he delivers them. Well, we're going to read a confessional out of 2 Timothy 2, 7 through 10. It should have been 7 through 13. Second Timothy 2. You can read it responsibly if you'd like. That'd be a good way to read this. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound.
Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We'll go to 1 John, as usual, for a confession of sin and fellowship together. Keeping the Ten Commandments. I'd like to read along with that together. We'll do it all together. First John. First John 1, starting in 5. Of course, we'll read down to 10 at the break of the chapter, and then we'll pick back up the break of the chapter and read until verse 8 together. Let's read together. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you,
that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us,
if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Read the sins that we break in various different ways. Verse 3.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
First John chapter 2, reading from 1 through 8. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments.
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk,
even as he
still walks.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines.
You mind closing us in prayer, Christian?
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another week that just went by, 6 days of work, and thank you for giving us physical strength and mental strength as well to be able to do and accomplish things in life that that we just need to do, God. Thank you for this day of rest. Thank you just that we can come together and convocate and that we can worship you and that we can read your holy scriptures, God. Thank you so much for giving us your scripture. And so, Lord, just help us to abide in your word, to love our brethren, and be shining bright lights in this dark world and specifically in this dark country that we're in, God. And help us just to stay steadfast in the truth of the gospel and in the truths of your holy scripture. And so just thank you for today. And thank you for just a day of rest that we were just able to also relax too, God, and take naps and just hang out and talk and for the fellowship. as we're entering into a new work week, God, I just ask that you bless our hands, our endeavors, and our mindset and to be able to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish. Prepare our hearts and our minds for the new moon that's coming up. I pray that you bless the convocation, bless the travels of everyone, God. Prepare our hearts and minds for Passover that's coming up, God. Thank you. I thank you for your holy calendar. And just God, as this new season of spring and summer is coming, please help us to give us the strength to work hard, God. And I just ask you to provide work for every one of us, and that we would be good to our customers and or to our employers or whoever it may be, God. Help us, God. Bless us. And bless this food that we're about to eat, the fruit of the earth. Thank you so much for it. And just thank you for the many blessings that we have, clothes and a roof over our heads and all that good stuff. Thank you for who you are. I see things in Christ's name. Amen.